Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and blessed Carlo Acutis. He said to always be close to Jesus. That's my life. My life, and it really was. In 2020, now we begin. In 2020, the Vatican recognized Acutis' first miracle, the curing of a four-year-old Brazilian boy named Matthew in 2013. The boy was healed from a serious birth defect called an annular pancreas after he and his mother asked Acutis to intercede, asking the Lord to grant a miracle of healing. He offered his sufferings for Pope Benedict XVI and for the Church, saying, I offer all the suffering I will have to suffer for the Lord and for the Pope and for the Church. He died on October 12, 2006 and was buried in Assisi at his request because of his love for St. Francis of Assisi. Carlo lived a life of grace and shared his overwhelming experience of God. He received the Eucharist every day, intentionally Mass without leaving daily, and would pause for hours in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. He researched over 136 Eucharistic miracles that occurred over the centuries in different countries around the world. They have been acknowledged by the Church and collected into a virtual museum. His motto was, to always be close to Jesus. That's my life plan. Carlo Acutis was born May 3, 1991, in London. So his family moved to Milan shortly thereafter. And born in London, raised in Milan. Carlo's wealthy parents were not particularly religious. Upon receiving his first Holy Communion at age 7, Carlo became a frequent communicant, making a point of praying before the tabernacle, before or after every Mass. In addition to St. Francis of Assisi, Carlo took several of the younger saints as his models, including Bernadette Subaru, Jacinta, and Francisco Bardo, and Dominic Savio. At school, Carlo tried to comfort friends whose parents were undergoing divorce, as well as stepping in to defend disabled students from bullies. After school hours, he volunteered his time with the city's homeless and destitute. Considered a computer geek by some, Carlo spent 4 years creating a website dedicated to cataloging every reported Eucharistic miracle around the world. He also enjoyed films, comics, soccer, and playing popular video games. Diagnosed with leukemia, Carlo offered his sufferings to God for the intentions of the sitting Pope, Benedict XVI, and the entire church. His longtime desire to visit as many sites of Eucharistic miracles as possible was cut short by his illness. Carlo died in 2006 and was beatified in 2020. As he had wished, Carlo was buried in Assisi at St. Mary Major's Chapel of the Stripping, where Francis had returned his clothes to his father and began a more radical following of the gospel. Among the thousands present for Carlo's beatification at Assisi's Basilica of St. Francis were many of his childhood friends. Presiding at the beatification service, Cardinal Bellini praised Carlo as an example of how young people can use technology to spread the gospel, to reach as many people as possible, and help them know the beauty of friendship with the Lord. This liturgical feast is celebrated on October 12th. Carlo Acutis did not strive to become famous, but rather to cooperate as generously possible with God's grace. That journey brought him many experiences, but they were all united in a burning desire to serve God and others as generously as possible. Venerable Carlo Acutis, you have always asked God for what is essential. Give me the grace to a deep desire for heaven. Amen. Sneak peek for tomorrow is St. Teresa of Avila. That's our sneak peek for tomorrow. I love our calendar that offers us all these rich models of faith. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our dedication and prayer. As we pray for our priests and those ordained. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our prayer for priests begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another. another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son, to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will, and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Heavenly Father, giver of every good gift, we thank you for blessing us with our priests. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son, to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. May your divine wisdom guide their every decision and your strength sustain them in their apostolic ministry. Mary, Blessed Mother, through your prayers, help your sons to imitate Christ's humility and self-emptying love, that others may encounter Jesus through them, for the glory of God and the renewed growth of the church. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And St. Francis of Assisi said, the deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And St. Vincent de Paul said, we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. And St. Teresa of Calcutta said, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And St. Vincent Vianney, the patron saint of priests, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And St. John Vianney also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to help you, and Satan will leave you. And we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy today around the world. We pray for families. We pray for marriage, true marriage, traditional marriage, sacrament, the sacrament of marriage. And we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, that we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Carlo Acutis, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. And we do remember also what's happening in Israel today. The terrorist group is doing, killing innocent people who were standing for peace. But these are warmongers. These are terrorists. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless them with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have passed, recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing now. Amen. Dear Lord, hear this prayer for the souls of those who have recently passed. Allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul. And allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. Amen. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who is crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And we pray for the prodigal. Thank you, Lord, for seeking your prodigal, that they may be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift to you the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, our first responders, our EMTs, our doctors and nurses. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage and hope and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who are in the hospital. We pray for those for healing and hope. We pray that the hospital will be according to your will, Lord. We pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
This is in Ohio. A crowd assembles as the Eucharist is being brought before the public out on the street. And with this presentation, in honor of Blessed Carlo Acutis and all who have a devotion to the Holy Eucharist, Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And it's how wonderful. That we bring Jesus out into the public so they can see him and get to know him. This is happening in Ohio. People not about shopping, moving about.
Jesus Christ is in every book of the Bible. In Genesis, Jesus is the seed of the woman. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. In Numbers, he is the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet like Moses. Come and kneel before him now. In Joshua, Jesus is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life. Come and kneel before him now. In Nehemiah, Jesus is our restorer. In Tobit, he is the messenger of the new life. In Judith, he is weakness turned into victory. In Esther, he is our advocate. In 1 and 2 Maccabees, he is the leader who dies for God's law. Come and kneel before him now. In Job, Jesus is our ever-loving Redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs, he is our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he is our hope of resurrection. In the Song of Songs, he is our loving bridegroom. In Wisdom, he is the emanation of God's thought. In Ecclesiasticus, Jesus is our security. Come and kneel before him now. In Isaiah, Jesus is the suffering servant. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Baruch, he is the mercy from the Eternal One. In Ezekiel, he is the one with the right to rule. In Daniel, Jesus is the fourth man in the firing furnace. Come and kneel before him now. In Hosea, Jesus is the faithful husband forever married to the sinner. In Joel, he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit of fire. In Amos, he is the restorer of justice. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great foreign missionary. In Micah, he is the feet of one who brings good news. Come and kneel before him now. In Nahum, Jesus is our stronghold in the day of trouble. In Habakkuk, he is God, my Savior. In Zephaniah, he is the King of Israel. In Haggai, he is the signet ring. In Zechariah, he is our humble king riding on a colt. In Malachi, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. Come and kneel before him now. In Matthew, Jesus is God with us. In Mark, he is the Son of God. In Luke, he is the Son of Mary, feeling what you feel. In John, he is the bread of life. In Acts, Jesus is the Savior of the world. Come and kneel before him now. In Romans, Jesus is the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he is the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, he is the God of all comfort. In Galatians, he is your liberty. He sets you free. In Ephesians, Jesus is the head of the church. Come and kneel before him now. In Philippians, Jesus is your joy. In Colossians, he is your completeness. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is your hope. In 1 Timothy, he is your faith. In 2 Timothy, Jesus is your stability. Come and kneel before him now. In Titus, Jesus is truth. In Philemon, he is your benefactor. In Hebrews, he is your perfection. In James, he is the power behind your faith. In 1 Peter, he is your example. In 2 Peter, Jesus is your purity. Come and kneel before him now. In 1 John, Jesus is your life. In 2 John, he is your pattern. In 3 John, he is your motivation. In Jude, he is the foundation of your faith. In Revelation, Jesus is your coming King. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, he always is, he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. The people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. And the mainstream media can't explain him away. He is life, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right, his words eternal, his rules unchanging, and his mind is on me. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my God. He is my priest. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my Lord. And he rules my life.
And you're listening to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and Blessed Carlo Acutis. And we're in this presentation with a song of Donna Corey Gibson and Emma Christie. And amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and answering us, Lord. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for all the grace and mercy and love you've given to me. And today, this has been Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and Blessed Carlo Acutis. And tomorrow, the sneak peek is Saint Teresa of Avila. And so, tune in for tomorrow as we close today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God be with you all, and may He rain down His grace upon you this day. Good day. Amen.